This is where passion meets positivity and optimism. In a world where bad news abounds, You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau celebrates the good in our lives and the beauty in the hidden gems around us. Welcome to You Are Solid Gold. Here she is, international television host and QVC jewelry expert, Michelle Lau.
You are watching You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, the travel edition. Well, Ron and I took a trip about a month or so ago that was absolutely fabulous, and I wanted to share it with you. If you're looking for a great place to go, either as a couple or with a family, I think I've got just the spot. Kiawah Island in South Carolina is such an incredible journey. Some of you may have seen it featured on the Golf Channel. They just recently hosted the PGA Tour, and it is a lot about golf, but it's a lot about so many other things as well. What it is 10 miles of wide, immaculate oceanfront beach, and is so inviting. You just want to stroll for hours without interruption. And as soothing as it is by day, it is also really romantic by night. The beach is complemented by a river that runs along the island, lagoons. There's a lot of beautiful marshlands and a lot of forests with a lot of birds and wildlife in them as well. I thought it was very easy for us to get there. We drove and it took us just a few hours, but from the minute that we pulled in, it was really easy to see why it is AAA 5-diamond awarded. I mean, everything was just so immaculate. Now, when we were there, we actually saw three of the golf courses. We saw Osprey Point, we saw Turtle Point, and of course, we saw that PGA ocean course that you saw on television and probably have seen for many years. Since it was constructed, actually, by Pete and Alice Dye, it has been front and center. I mean, it was right around the early 90s that it was actually constructed. But when it was constructed, it was made to look like it had been there for a really long time. The ocean course at Kiawah Island Golf Resort has hosted a lot of iconic championships. It has a reputation as being one of the world's greatest golf courses. So being a golfer, albeit a hack, I of course wanted to see it. So the ocean course has made a lot of tournament history, but there is a lot of options for how you want to experience it, how you want to stay. Like for example, the Sanctuary Hotel, which is so beautiful. Again, it looks like it's been there for centuries, has all the perks. It's got all of the red carpet, you know, royalties that you would expect. There's also the Resort Villas, which is where we chose to stay. They're a little bit more private. They're set back in the woods. They really suited us well. I liked that it had a kitchen. It had a washer dryer, the unit that we stayed in, and it was just really convenient to everything. There's private homes that you can rent if you're traveling with a family or just need a little extra space. And then there are the cottages at the ocean course as well, which I'd love to check out sometime. We didn't have an opportunity to do that this time around. But these are world-class accommodations. There's a lot of amenities and recreational facilities, so you can really experience the resort lifestyle that you're there for. The luxury of the sanctuary, or you can go with like the comfort and convenience of the condos, like or the villas, like what we did. You'll be really happy in all of the scenarios. It's all first class. I love the interiors, and it just had a little bit of everything for us. There was even a space out on the balcony, so Ron could get a little bit of work done there on the iPad in the morning. And it felt like he was in the middle of the woods. We could hear the birds chirping, and just everything was so serene and so beautiful. What I loved personally is that we were walking distance from the beach. That's really why I was there. I wanted to spend some time on the water, and I'll tell you what, that beach was great. It was a little chilly to go in the water yet when we were there, but I can imagine coming back there in the summer and really having a wonderful time. One of the things I didn't expect, since we're talking about, you know, all the different things, I didn't expect that everybody would be riding bicycles. You know, I don't see very well and I don't have very good balance. So I thought, uh-oh, now what am I going to do? Well, they even had something for me here, but I was concerned about the width of the bicycle path and the walking paths because I didn't want to hit anybody. And I certainly didn't want to have to go off the track, and I didn't want it to be too bumpy or anything like that. So I want you to know that there are wide, beautiful bike and walking paths. So no worries there. The bicyclists and the walkers, they seem to live very handily together. And we very rarely saw anybody else on the path. So it really felt, you know, you felt like you were really close to nature, and it felt like you were really having a nice time, just the two of you. We spent some time up at the market. They have a little store in the area called the Market, and it's right on the resort property. You can actually, here's a little tip, you can actually call ahead of time and you can have your refrigerator stocked if you stay in the villas so that they can do your grocery shopping for you at the market and have everything ready for you when you get there. We didn't opt to do that because I wanted to see what it was all about. So we went down and we discovered that not only was it a grocery store, but it was a wonderful place to buy gifts. And it also had a really great restaurant. We took pizza out one night. They had grilled sandwiches there. They had great breakfast. So it was a good casual place to grab a bite after, you know, bicycling and walking and just having a great day there. Something else I was really pleasantly surprised about is I didn't realize that Kiawah Island was voted the number one tennis resort in the world in 2019. I mean, the Roy Barth Tennis Center is impressive. No kidding. If you like to play tennis, or even if you just want to hit the ball around, you're really going to like this, because Kiawah is a South Carolina tennis resort that outperforms the rest. It gets top accolades in instruction, as well as, you know, the tournaments that they play. So they actually have 22 tennis courts, and they have 10 of them, actually 10 of the hard true clay courts, and they're all tucked into the surroundings. They're bordered by, oh my gosh, the fragrance in the air is so nice. Those tennis courts had oleander all around them. I wanted to take them home and put them in the car. It smelled so good. They had beautiful, vibrant flowers and swaying grass, and it was just set in such a beautiful setting. I can see why it is one of the best in class in the world, actually, for tennis. I also like seeing wildlife when I'm out walking along a nature path. So I want you to know that it felt like we were in a campground, felt like we were camping until you got home, and it was also well appointed. We rode up on our bikes to the sanctuary resort. And we, as we were riding down the path, we, you know, saw cranes and we saw birds and all kinds of things along the way. But once we got there, I just was so blown away. The sanctuary resort is like the kind of thing you'd see in a movie. I mean, no kidding. It is so opulent. It is so elegant. AAA 5-star rated. And it is so serene and so beautiful. The view out the back is amazing. I mean, I could sit out there all day long. When they built it, they had to use the world's largest mechanical spade to transplant the trees. They transplanted huge trees, over 400 of them. In fact, they had 160 50-foot high live oaks that they brought in when they built this resort. And they went through all of this, which was a huge expense and a huge endeavor, but they did it because they wanted it to feel centuries old. They wanted it to feel really well established. And man, they nailed it. It's so nice. I mean, the hotel suite was also raised 20 feet so that you could have unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean from even the ground floor. I mean, this resort aces it. It is so spectacular. I can't believe I haven't discovered it until recently. It's just that good. It has those upscale finishes that I love, like the Charleston brick. It's got the stone and the stucco and the wood, just the ironwork and the copper and all that. Everywhere you turn, there's something exquisite to just marvel at. It's really worth the trip. If nothing else, just to drive into the resort, to have lunch, to take a look around that lobby. It was really something. I mean, you talk about a refined Southern hospitality. This resort really had it all. I mean, it's designed to be elegant, but it's not designed to be stuffy. They didn't want it to be too formal. So the interior has a lot of grand spaces, but it also has a lot of light Southern decor, a lot of antiques. I noticed that the ceilings, although they were soaring, they all were also detailed with these beautiful chandeliers. The planks that they had, even on the floors, were installed on the floor so that they would give and they would creak a little bit. So you would feel like you were stepping on something that was centuries old. It was just so wonderful, the effect. It was so beautiful. And I mean, that view of the water from the lodge should not be missed. Even along the boardwalk, along the walkway, as you're moving through the resort, they did the brick pavers in a herringbone pattern, again, to give it a traditional feel. When you look back at the resort, you know, you look back at it from the water, it's so grand. I mean, it's just so easy to see why they do a lot of weddings and why they do a lot of conventions at this particular place. I'll tell you what, it would be a wonderful place to reaffirm your wedding vows, in my opinion. And then, oh gosh, then there were the swimming pools, okay? I mean, just some of the rooms, they were just mere steps from your room and within sight of the ocean. So we saw and had lunch at one of the pool areas where we had a beautiful view of the ocean and a beautiful view of the pool. They also have separate adult and family pools so that you can choose whatever atmosphere you want to be in when you're there. Our beach concierge arranged or could have arranged lounge chairs for us, umbrellas and towels. We just chose to stay near the villas. If you went that way, you have all the assets, all the amenities of the resort. There was also one, got me thinking about it just now, that was on the other side of where we were staying. And it was called the Night Heron Pool Complex. We didn't swim there, but we went over and took a look at it. And it's kid friendly, but there's a lot of like crazy slides and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that kids are really gonna love, a fountain in the middle of the pool and that kind of thing. So the Night Heron, if you've got kids that want to really whoop it up, that would be a really good place to go. There's also an indoor pool, a lap pool. So if you want a little more privacy or if the weather's not great, you have that option as well. So plenty of water at Kiawah Resort for sure. Plenty of walking paths, plenty of gardens. Oh, and then just inside the door of the resort, there is the sweetest little ice cream shop. So cute. It's just a great place to stop in and have a little sweet something and take a stroll. The lobby, as I mentioned, with the sweeping staircases and the crystal chandeliers. Well, they also house within that area a really fun gift shop. In fact, you can buy hats and you can buy t-shirts, and they even had some great looking pajamas that I was tempted to buy when I was there. I had an opportunity to chat with one of the ladies that works in the gift shop. Take a listen to this. So we're in Signature Oak and I am speaking to Jean. So,
hello.
Hi Jean. Jean, tell me about the resort and why you like it here.
Absolutely. It's very beautiful. I love the beach. It's on the beach. There's lots to do here. Tennis, golf, swimming, hiking, biking, and eating. We have great restaurants here. I've recommended the Ryder Cup Bar to you, and that's a great place to eat and have cocktails and either watch a sunset or have lunch.
It's an amazing place. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You are watching You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, and thank you so much for being here. We're talking about the spa right now at the Sanctuary Hotel in Kiawah Island Resort, a fantastic place. You know, it's just outside of Charleston, and if there were one spa resort that could take you away from it all, it is this one. I spent a couple of hours while Ron was bicycling up and down the beach. I was much more comfortable in the spa, actually. And you're going to experience really a nice escape. It was a great escape for my body, for sure, but for my mind and also for my spirit. And it has a real feeling of the natural beauty of the low country. The signature treatments, the services, they are all tied into the area. It's an idyllic setting and a lot of Southern hospitality that I think you're going to find very soothing. I know I enjoyed it a lot. Hi, ladies at the spa. After the spa treatment and after my husband took his little bike ride up and down the beach, the next day we decided to go and have lunch at the Loggerhead Grill by the pool at the Sanctuary. The food was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I had chili and lime shrimp tacos. Ron had just a cheeseburger, but the pool was sparkling and beautiful. It was very relaxing and we enjoyed it a lot. It was just a wonderful atmosphere. It felt good to be out and amongst, you know, the beautiful sun and the wind and the sand and the beach and all of that. It was just idyllic. Then he talked me into taking a sunset ride on the beach, me on the tricycle, he on his beach bike, And that was kind of silly, but we had a good time. We rode up and down the beach a little bit. We also saw a lot of dogs on the beach. So it is a dog-friendly resort, which is good to know. And the dogs were enjoying their time on it as well. Now, the next day, we went down to the Marathon Butterfly Garden. And the Marathon Butterfly Garden was developed to honor really the courage and the determination of the marathon runners, which are so inspiring. They felt on Kiawah Island that it was worthy of a tribute. And so they recognized the champions, but they also, it was important to them to give back to nature. So they give back to nature, they provide new habitat and food for a wide variety of creatures there, let alone the butterflies. But it's really a very beautiful place, again, very serene, and it's out in the middle of the woods. You really feel like you're escaping. The playground, speaking of escape, is great for the kids. It was always busy, you know, and it's a full playground not far from the villas. So I felt very safe and very secure. And it looked like everybody was having a lot of fun. That next day, we decided to go out and take a look at Osprey Point Golf Course. Wow, what an experience. We had lunch overlooking the golf course there at a yummy little place called the Cherrywood Barbecue and Ale House. It was supposed to be a little bit more casual, which is what we were in the mood for. I love barbecue, so we went to give it a try. We stopped by the bar, and the waiter recommended a table outside. The view was stellar. I mean, doesn't get any better than that. We, as far as food goes, we ended up splitting a combination platter. We had a little bit of brisket, we had some pulled pork, and probably the best for cheese, mac and cheese I've ever had in my life. Everybody kept raving about it. So we made sure that we ordered it, and boy, they were right. We had fresh baked cornbread with it, pickles, okra, which was yummy. And the Cherrywood barbecue sauce was also very good. If I go back again, I would make sure to bring home a bottle of that. I kind of missed doing that. And that would have been a good thing to do. Ron likes to try the local beer when we travel. He likes the IPAs in particular. So he had, I think, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but he had something called a Huger Street IPA. And he said it was very good. We also had a little visitor across the pond. And now that made me jump a bit. Since we lived in Florida, I was accustomed to seeing, you know, alligators on the golf courses, but it was just right there across the pool from where we were having lunch, which was crazy. And it was also crazy to sit back and to think, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I see when I'm watching the PGA Tour on CBS, right? So we were right there on the ocean course, which was fun. You know, that tournament was sponsored by Rolex. And it occurs to me as I sit here that the clock that we saw was a Rolex as well. The large clock that you see again at the PGA tournaments, that was, it's there and it's right down there by the beach and it's kind of cool. We rode our bikes to it, you know, and took a look around that area, which was fun. I mean, there are so many things to do in Kiawah Island Golf Resort. You can do nature tours, you can do water activities. We just loved our time there. I can't wait to get back there. It was so relaxed and so intimate and so much fun. Well, Kiawah Island and the Sanctuary Resort gets a 2 thumbs up from Ron and Michelle for sure. If you think of world-class golf and tennis, you got to think of Kiawah Island, but there is still so much more to it than that. In my opinion, the Sanctuary Resort at Kiawah Island is truly solid gold. Until next time we meet everybody, keep shining and thank you for watching.
Thank you for joining us on You Are Solid Gold. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Would you please subscribe, like, and share this episode? If you know of a person, place, or thing that is a hidden gem that we should feature on Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, please submit it for consideration at hello@youaresolidgold.com. Now, get out there and shine.